up against probably as, you know, as big of a challenge as we could have here with the, you know, back in the NFC against the undefeated Saints Monday night. They're pretty much at the top of the league in everything, offense, third down defense, turnovers, big plays in the kicking game. They're playing extremely well. They've got a lot of good players. They've got a very good coaching staff and scheme. I think Sean has, you know, done a great job with them. Greg Williams on defense. They're really solid in every phase of the game. They give you a lot to get ready for from an X's and O's standpoint, and they've got a lot of players that that you've got to really almost game plan for, and you can't get them all, and so. I think it's one of those games where, you know, everybody involved in the game is just going to have to, you know, do a good job and take care of their area and their responsibility, because it's really hard to go help somewhere else, because as soon as you, you know, lighten a load in one spot, you're just giving them opportunities, and you just kind of got to be sound, be solid across the board, and hope that you can, you know, hold up and they make it tough on you. So. It's, to me, it's easy to see why they haven't lost. They're very good at everything.
Bill, a lot of the Saints players have said that you are the franchise they're trying to emulate. How are they doing so far?
Well, I just watch them on film and I see them play, and they're, as I said, they're good at everything. They don't make many mistakes. They cause a lot of problems. They're very explosive. They can put up a lot of points in a hurry, and they have. You know, it's hard to, you know, hard to give them any more compliments than that. They, you know, kind of look in some ways a little bit like the Rams did, you know, back in 01 with a player like Bush, similar to Falk, you know, a guy who could come out of the backfield and split out and be a receiver, but line up in the backfield and be a running back. Players like that that are just rare, very hard to match up with. They give an offense a dimension that you just don't see during the course of the year, and then, you know, all the other things that go with it. You know, defensively with their pass rush and Vilma, Will Smith, and Sharper, and you know, they've got a great scheme and they've got great players to go with it. So they're. They, like I said, they do everything well.
Thank you.
Bill, having watched the tape again, you always talk about expanding the multiples as the season goes on, expanding what, you know, your offense does, what your defense does. Is one of the things you're doing a little more now, it seemed, is blitzing the corners or blitzing from the secondary? Is that something that you've kind of added as the season's gone on?
I'd say just about everything that we do, we've had. Very seldom do we have a defense that we draw up and have to put a new name on. It's usually something that maybe we haven't run in a while, or we ran in training camp, or we ran earlier in the season. But just about all the things that we've done, and I'm sure I might be missing one or two of them, but for the most part, all the things that we've done in recent weeks have been things that we've had, and I don't really remember putting in anything new here in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
So a lot of the records, the 10-0, obviously, Saints hoping to be 16-0 just like you did, and they could threaten a lot of the offensive records that you set in 2007 as a team. So those records, obviously the 16-0 was the important record. Did any of those records that you set mean anything, or would it mean anything to you for the team if the Saints were to eclipse, say, some of the scoring records or some of the records you set in 2007?
Yeah, I'm really not thinking too much about that at all. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. It wouldn't surprise me if the Saints, you know, set whatever records there are, because, you know, I can't think of too many teams. I can't think of any really that are any more explosive than this team is. You know, I talked about the Rams. I talked about the Chargers in, you know, the early 80s. But, you know, these guys can run with anybody. So, but what's more important to us right now is this game and our season and, you know, how we do in 2009, how we do this week against the Saints. It's a big game, and, you know, we know it's against as good a team as there is in the National Football League this year. They're certainly going to be in it all the way through, and they should be. They're outstanding, so it'll be a great test for us to, you know, kind of see where we're at against, you know, against as good a team as there is in football.
Coach, would you like to see a little better output in the second half in terms of your offense, particularly in the third quarter?
Well, we'd like to see, look, every time we send our team out onto the field, we want to see, you know, productive series, whether it's offense, defense, or for the plays that we send the special teams unit out there. That's why they're being sent on the field, is to be productive. So, you know, we'll keep working hard to get as much production as we can out of each unit and out of our entire football team. That's what we're here for. That's what our job is. So, we want to be productive every time we go out on the field.
Yeah, can you put a finger on why? I think 5 out of 10 games you haven't scored any points in the third, and is it just kind of a fluky thing, or you know, something you've taken note of?
Oh, well, I think, you know, after you play as many games as we have, that there's certainly some merit to the numbers that are up there. I don't think that tells the whole story, and I don't think that tells a weekly story. But from the standpoint of production, what you've produced is that's what you've produced. So we want to try to produce more in every area, whether it's third down, red area, second half, you know, punt returns, net punting, you know, everything. We want to try to get it to the highest level we possibly can. So we're going to keep working to get those, to try to do the best we can in all those areas. And the ones that have gone statistically, you know, pretty well or are going well, then we need to keep working on those to keep them at those levels.
Bill, do you change at all this game, how you approach late-game situations, like against the Colts? They scored 21 points on you in the fourth quarter. If you say had a, with Drew Brees, who's playing just as well as Peyton Manning, if you say had a fourth and two or fourth and three situation again like that, might you gamble because of the fear of maybe giving back the ball to the other team?
My attitude is every week to try to make the decisions that I feel like are what's best for our football team, whatever those happen to be, and that's what I'll continue to do. Whatever and whenever those are, that's what my job is. That's my commitment to the team, and I'll make the ones that I feel are best for our football team.
Bill, you included Dave Thomas on your 53-man roster, and obviously then you decided to trade him to New Orleans. He's become a pretty productive player there. Is that one of those cases where you said you wish you could have kept you know, all your tight ends, and it was a roster crunch, and you had to do what you had to do? But obviously he's been pretty productive for them, especially in the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, Dave played, you know, he played quite a few snaps for us over the last, you know, few years, too,
yep.
You know, when he was healthy. So, yeah, I mean, the options are to, you know, keep players on your roster, release other players, or if you're going to release them, or if somebody wants to, if you can make a trade and get some value for a player, then to take that value and create that roster spot for somebody else. So, you know, I think that Ben Watson and Chris Baker have, you know, both done a good job for us. We've got a pretty productive offense. It'd be hard for me to, you know, to say, you know, where we would be without those two players offensively. And that's, you know, and I understand that Dave's been productive for New Orleans, and you know, Dave's a good player. We drafted him in the third round, and, you know, he helped us here too. But you can't keep everybody, and you can't play everybody. So that's, you know, those are the kind of decisions you got to make, you know, every year on your roster at the final cutdown, or, you know, right there at the end of August, early September. And, you know, we've had them both ways, you know, guys coming or guys going. But, you know, you're always trying to get your team to the best position you can for the early part of the season, and also over the long haul. And that's, you know, that's what your options are.
Bill, you mentioned the comparison to the 2001 Rams. obviously it's a ways back, and it's different coaches, and it's different schemes, but is there anything you can take out of that experience from game planning for those Rams teams in the early part of the decade and apply it to this week's game against the Saints?
Well, yeah, that really wasn't on what I was trying to say. I was just, you know, we're talking about explosive offenses, and I think I'm just saying one thing that was common with the Rams and is common with the Saints is a player like Reggie Bush. And there's not many players that are running backs that when you split out a receiver look like receiver, or receivers that you bring in to play running back that look like running backs. And I was just drawing a comparison there. I wasn't trying to get into a big game planning thing or say that the two teams are identical, because I don't think that's the case at all. I think there's a lot of differences between those teams, but I think they're both, what's common is they're both explosive, and they both have a very unique player like Falk and Bush that adds an element to those offenses that's different from most of the other offenses that we faced over the course of the year, or really there's not too many that I would say are similar to that over the course of the past, whatever it is, 8 years that we played that I would put into that category.
Bill, would you say one difference between Falk and Bush was Falk was more of an every down back than Bush is?
Look, they're two players that are playing in two completely different systems, so it's you're not comparing apples to apples. They're both great players, and they both add an element to their teams that's very productive. It's very unique, and it's hard to defend.
Bill, any moves to try and shore up your offensive line? I know it's been kind of, some of the guys have been banged up, and I know you were in a situation there last game where you might have gotten down to the nub, but any thoughts about this week maybe shoring it up a little bit more, bringing more guys or having guys, an extra guy active?
Well, we'll do the same thing this week that we do every week, and that's to activate the 45 players that we feel like give us the best opportunity to win the game. And based on the players that are healthy, the game plan, our opponent, and all the other factors that go into that situation, we'll take the players that we feel give us the best opportunity to win on Monday night. So what exactly that'll be, I certainly can't tell you now. I don't know the answer myself. But as we go through the week and we get more information, then whatever that decision is, that's the factors it'll be based on.
All right, Ben. Thank you, Coach.
All right.